Well, if you liked yesterday's weather, I've got great news. Today will be a virtual carbon copy with tranquil conditions around the region thanks to high pressure passing overhead. It'll remain mostly sunny and pleasant with a light breeze and highs in the low to mid 80s. Dew points will remain very comfortable in the 50s for another day before starting an upward climb on Saturday. All skies will remain mainly clear for much of the region with the exception of some high thin clouds down to the south associated with that front that stalled out in the mid-Atlantic states. Friday evening and night will be clear and quiet with high pressure remaining directly overhead. That mix of clear skies and calm winds will allow for a very cool and comfortable night with lows in the 40s and 50s. High pressure will begin to work off to our east on Saturday, and the return flow on the backside of the high will bring in some southerly breezes and more humid air will make its return for a muggier feel by later in the day with highs in the low and mid 80s. Going into Saturday night, cloud cover will begin to increase from the west ahead of our next weather system with areas of precipitation well off to the west over the Great Lakes. With that front approaching, mid and high level clouds will begin to increase and temperatures Saturday night will be milder with lows in the 50s to mid 60s. With a warm front lifting through and more moisture in play, we'll likely see some scattered showers and thunderstorms heading into Sunday afternoon and early evening, thus ending our streak of rain-free weekends at last weekend with six in a row. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the northern and central high plains to western and central Iowa. Storms should initiate over the higher terrain, possibly as far westward as southwestern Montana, and spread eastward into the high plains this evening or tonight as one or two mesoscale convective systems. Other storms could develop along and north of a stationary front across Nebraska into Iowa and in the vicinity of the cold front in South Dakota, while further development is possible from southeastern South Dakota into southern Minnesota per forcing for ascent with a lead progressive impulse. Storm development should be more likely across Nebraska and South Dakota to the upper Mississippi Valley this evening and tonight as a southwesterly low-level jet strengthens. Multicells and a few supercells will be likely with early initiation, but storms will likely grow upscale into MCS clusters overnight from the aforementioned northern high plains and north of the quasi-stationary boundary. Large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the main threats with these storms. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low on Thursday of 32 at Spinach Lake, Michigan, to a high of 115 on Thursday at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s, a northeast wind around 7 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. In Boston, sunny with a high in the upper 70s, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 80 and a calm wind. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 48 set in 1986. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 11th. Sunrise at 5:27 a.m. and sunset at 8:34 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s, light and variable winds becoming southeast in the afternoon. And tonight, mostly clear with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the middle 80s, north winds around 5 miles an hour, and tonight mostly clear with a low near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s, and tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny today with a high near 80, northwest winds about 5 miles an hour. And tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s, winds becoming light and variable. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s, light and variable winds becoming northwest around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon, and tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid and upper 50s, winds becoming light and variable. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid-80s. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the low 80s. And Tuesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms, temperatures near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.